America's longest running sitcom is about to come. Well, it's not really a sitcom, is it? Just a drama. Is about to come to an end in a couple of weeks' time. They finished filming last Friday. Of course, I am talking about Neighbours.
It's been a lifetime of a show.
Yeah. I know most of us have drifted in and out of Neighbours over the time, over the years, and had a period of watching it hardcore. And I remember I watched it for about 4 years.
You binged it for a good four.
Oh, yeah, I did. I really did.
And you lived on Ramsay Street.
And I am a little bit sad that it is coming to an end. I'm going to be watching those last couple of episodes as it does sort of wind up and they bring in all those famous faces. But we're lucky enough in the studio to have somebody joining us who has actually been on set as an extra for the last year. Mark Porter, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Cool. This is very cool. You hit us up on Facebook over the weekend. You said you were there on the second last day of filming for Neighbours. What was the vibe like?
It wasn't down. Everybody was quite happy because they were all having a great time and it was really good vibe.
What celebs were there, like the big names? Because we know that they've been brought back.
Yep.
So
yep.
Which ones did you actually get to be on set with?
So Harold, I think it was Alan Smith.
Yep.
All the big ones, Stephen Dennis.
Yep.
I can't remember her name, but she was the singer, Natalie
Bassenthwaite.
Is it Bassenthwaite?
Yeah, Natalie Bassenthwaite.
Yeah.
Blonde girl, was on front girl of the Road Traders.
Yes, she was there, so I got a good selfie with her.
Izzy Hoyland is back. what message is she making on set?
Oh, well.
And Mark, are you allowed to reveal what character you played on Neighbours?
I wasn't a character. I was just obviously here, there and everywhere. I was a police officer in the police station quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But also just a passerby, having a coffee at Harold's or...
I would still say character. You're still a part of it.
I'm an actor of my own mind.
Well, you're an integral part of it because you're one of those characters that's in the background building the scenes.
That's right. That is very correct. And we've had a lot of extras on there and a lot of great people to work with.
Yeah.
And we just make our own stuff up and say, like, okay, we're doing this and we don't care about
it. Oh, so you have your own little scene that you make up you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Do you actually talk when you're in the background? Or is it just miming?
Well,
because I don't know what do the mics pick up?
Like? Yeah, the mics do pick up a lot.
Yeah.
So we have to mime it.
Yeah.
But sometimes we sort of just get a little bit louder than the mic man says, be quiet, I can still hear you.
So right, yep.
We really have to mime it big time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great question, Jules, because I was thinking, like when you're in the background, it looks like, you know, you're talking, you're doing your own life, so you are a character who may not be one of the main people, but you're still a part of the scene.
That's right, that is very correct.
How long have you been doing this, Mark?
I've done it since I was about 5 years old.
Wow.
The first job as an extra I did was on Saturday, the Norman Lindsay play Made in Creswick. So I was a weird little tacker.
Wow.
So,
you've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So the big question I want to know is, did you or were you on set when Kylie and Jason were back on set?
No, I was not. That was a sneakeroo.
Oh, okay.
They snuck in, done the little thing that they did.
Okay.
Then that was
all right. Can you give us an insight? I know you probably can't, but to what's going to happen in the last episode? Because they're bringing all these big names back for it. Is it going to be more of a flashback episode, or you're not allowed to say?
What can you reveal?
I'm thinking I can reveal. Obviously, someone does die. I'm not sure.
Someone dies.
Yeah.
Harold.
No. Harold's died many a time.
Oh, he has, hasn't he? Came back with amnesia? You're right.
We don't want to get Mark in trouble with the production company.
Okay, somebody dies.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's probably in hospital now doing something, getting transplant maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I haven't watched Neighbour for so long. I don't know who that could be. Okay, all right, so they're going to die, whoever that is.
He's gone.
Okay, and so what, they're all sort of family members and they're coming back to say goodbye.
So Guy Pearce was there the other day. I didn't get to see Guy.
Oh, wow.
I really wanted to see Guy Pearce, the actor. A couple of weeks ago, Rove was there. I tried to hit up Rove, but...
Rove was there?
Yeah, he was doing an interview.
Obviously. Oh, he was doing an interview. I'm like, I don't remember him ever being
He just
on
pops
Neighbours.
Up as a cameo.
Yeah, of course.
He just comes in and says, hi.
I love that.
That is so cool.
That is brilliant. Well, we're definitely going to be keeping our eyes peeled for you in those last couple of scenes.
I'm going to watch it now just so I can spot Mark in the background. Yeah.
There's a back of my head.
You'll be like,
I got paid for that.
Bit of Where's Wally? Oh, there he is.
That's
he's popped
right
there. He's
pretty well.
Drinking a beer at Lassiter's.
Yeah. That is incredible. And Mark, maybe to the listener, how do you get into something like this?
So I have an agent called Real People in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And give them a call. They'll see.
They just sort you out, do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they just sort you out. And a bunch of really good people down there.
Yeah.
And they'll send me emails saying with jobs that I want to go for, I just accept them. And probably a couple of days later, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Wow.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Jules, I reckon we could do some great background acting.
No.
I've always wanted to be a background dancer.
I think we would definitely be over actors, and they would be like, you're standing out too much.
look at me.
Blend. Yeah, I'll be dancing look, in the look, background.
That's definitely you, Jack. Yeah. So they've got to be like, blend more.
Oh, yeah, I don't like blending.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
No,
it's so nice to get a bit of an insight
to
the last few episodes.
Can I just give a shout out to my girls?
Of course you can.
I just want to say hello to Cleo, Molly, Grace and Selena and my beautiful wife, Samantha. Have a great day.
Oh, are they listening in? Oh, they'll be on the way to school very soon,
right? Yeah, very soon.
Have a great day at school and your dad is incredible.
Oh, so good.
Mark, thank you for joining us.
No worries.